Bird Note. I'm Georgia Sparling, a writer and podcaster from Southern Mississippi. There's something arresting about the Mississippi Sandhill Crane. Long-legged and 4 feet tall, they're almost exclusively gray with a striking rust-colored crown on their heads. The birds are anything but subtle. On more than one morning, I've heard the arrival of these cranes, the slap of their substantial wings and the echo of their almost prehistoric calls across the wet pine savannas near the Gulf Coast. But they don't venture far from here. While almost all sandhill cranes migrate, the Mississippi subspecies is an exception to the rule. They live year-round in these unique savanna habitats, a blend of open woodland and wetland. So when the savanna began to disappear, they did too. In 1973, there were only about 35 left, all concentrated in one small corner of the state. Through the Endangered Species Act, almost 20,000 acres of wildlife refuge was established for the cranes. Ongoing conservation efforts have seen these majestic birds begin to recover. Today, there are more than 150 Mississippi sandhill cranes, and the sight of them grazing along bayous and fields is no longer a rarity. As wildlife biologist Scott Hereford said, things are definitely looking up. For Bird Note, I'm Georgia Sparling.
CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Doesn't mean jack shit. Doesn't mean diddly squat. Doesn't mean one fucking thing. You have to use your involvement to shock people. You have to get other people who don't know anything about punk rock. You have to get the butcher at the butcher shop. You have to get the local army recruiting officer into business. You have to let them know that you think they are shit. The way
stop! Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 60-minute stage dive for... Actually, I shouldn't say the date because this is going to air in a different couple or a couple different places, a couple different times. But you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. As always, CJSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You can listen to CJSF at cjsf.ca or on your radio app of choice. You may also be listening to this show on CKXU 88.3 FM, Southern Alberta's true alternative, located on Treaty 7 land, Blackfoot territory. Okay, so some pretty cool songs there that kicked everything off. Oh my gosh, I am currently fighting a sticky computer. Now, I don't quite know what that means, because that's not a technical diagnosis, believe it or not, but... The cursor in here has been a little stoppy, starty, hiccupy, but that's okay. So, but if I misclick, let's blame it on that, okay? Not on the radio host. It could never be the radio host's fault. Okay, so those first three songs you heard were, in reverse chronological order, Pacification by Ottawa. It's off of a album that they released called Ottawa Jihad. Song before that, Old Data in a Dead Machine by Vane, off the legendary album Error Zone. And then the first song you heard was by legendary band Page 99 and the song Punk Rock in the Wrong Hands off of the album Document Number 8. Okay. That band Ottawa is really cool, really fun grindcore music, but turns out they're from Michigan. I don't know what to make of that. I was kind of... I'm not going to say underwhelmed when I learned that, but I was like, oh, these guys are called Ottawa. I wonder if they're from, like, someplace gnarly, and then they're, you know, like Ottawa. Not that Ottawa's particularly gnarly, I guess, but I just was curious, and then it was like, oh, they're from the middle of nowhere in Michigan. Great. Maybe they're Upper Peninsula Michigan, and then in that case, they're basically Canadians. But anyways. Yeah, I got more stuff to play later, but I think I'm just going to, like, zone out until then. I am officially in week one of finals week, which means I am zapped. I am straight zonked right now for this show. And I don't mean zonked in a fun way. I just mean that I have been staring at documents and work and assignments. Not assignments, just nonsense. Just stuff that you think you're supposed to study, but it probably doesn't matter at all in preparation for my finals. First one's tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. So I guess where I should go with that, pardon me, is that the show was going to be pre-recorded and it was going to be this whole thing. And then I messed around too much yesterday and ran out of time. So now we're doing it live. Anyways, I have a really cool sludge metal song to show to you all. It's by this band called Shin Jin. The song is called Psychosis. I really like it. And it's double heavy, so enjoy it. This song is Psychosis by Shin Jin here on CJSF 901 FM or CKXU if you're listening next week. Appreciate you. All right, check back later.
trash!
CJSF 90.1 FM or CKXU 88.3 FM. This is the 60-minute stage dive. Currently have 37 minutes of stage dive remaining. Pretty awesome. Yeah, played some songs there for you people. In reverse chronological order, what you heard was Never Ever by the band Heroin. It's off their album Destination. The song before that, Take Out the Trash, in all caps, by Bazooka. It's off the demo that they released in 2022. The song before that, Grindcore Freaks, Bone Tower, with the song Under a Veil. It's off their album We All Will Die One Day. I don't know why that's... I've been tripping myself up with that album title, like, all week. And I don't know why, because... Pretty simple. Longest word in it is four letters long. And the song before that was Clarity by Mace. It's from the album Don't Hide It. And then the first song you heard, ultra sludgy and heavy, was Psychosis by Shin Jin from the album The Hunger. Yes. Okay. A lot of songs there for you. I know I always enjoy doing that, but it makes repeating it all back a bit of a headache. I want to apologize slightly for how explicit this show is. Wasn't necessarily my intention, but it's the way it's worked out. Because I'm really bad for listening to lyrics in my own time. It's just like the last thing that kind of comes across my head, at least when worrying about like whether or not something's explicit. And then I get into the booth with the nice speakers and the headphones, and I hear all these naughty, naughty words. So, yeah. Also, my mouse has stopped working. If anyone remembers the really fun, you know, issue I was having earlier. But I think I'm okay. And this is going to be the most scuffed thing I've ever done on radio. But I think if I control the computer with my phone, we can be okay. So that's what I'm going to do here. Man, where would we be without technology? You know, happier probably, but man, be so much less convenient. What do I have to talk about? I don't know if I should talk a whole lot. I have some longer songs planned here in the second half. I have a funny story to tell, but it would make more contextual sense to tell it later, so I think I'm going to wait. So I think I'm just going to play more music. Cool. If I have to fill time later, I'll fill time later with funny anecdotes and a USB mouse that's not working. But until then, we move. Next song you're going to hear, Montreal-based hardcore band Prowl, the song Man of Fire from their album The Forgotten Realms. I want to make sure this is going to work properly. And yeah, let's just see what happens when I make this happen on my phone. Oh yeah, baby, we're back. We'll be right back.
DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.